So we're back, and we're here with Nick from Eternal Designs. How's the show treating you so far? You just flew in?
Yeah, just got here. It's been really, really good so far. Definitely enjoying the atmosphere and the energy. It's been really, really good so far. Absolutely.
Yeah, your shop is out in Georgia, right?
Yeah. We're in Rome, Georgia. So probably about an hour or so from Atlanta. I'd like to give people that didn't know that reference point. But yeah, we're in Georgia. Definitely enjoying the show and seeing exactly what we can bring back home.
Very cool. What are you most looking for? Like, are you trying to check out new technology? Are you trying to find, DTF? What are you interested in?
Yeah. Definitely interested in, I think, Supercolor has some new DTF technology stuff that they're talking about as far as with their transfers releasing. Rock has a machine that allows you to kind of, heat press transfers inline. So curious about that as well.
Yeah.
A few shop talks as well. And then also I'm here to kind of work the booth for Unite Together as well to kind of get a little bit more diversity and inclusion kind of going on in the industry. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, for Unite Together, what is it that they're promoting this year?
So this year, we kind of have initiatives. So this year's initiative is just try to raise more money to get more schools and kids involved in Skills USA. That's a really big deal. It's like a vocational kind of competition. They typically hold it in Atlanta every year. So this year will be in Atlanta as well. But trying to get more schools and more kids into that competition. Schools all over the country, but not a lot of students are able to participate in it. So, and it's mostly because of funding. Mm-hmm. So we want to try to see if we can raise money for that. Tomorrow there'll be a 5K that we're doing.
Oh, wow.
It'll be at the beach. You can go to unitetogether.us. I think it's unitetogether.com. I'm sorry. But if you just Google Unite Together, you can actually register for that 5K that we're doing tomorrow. And I think it'll be a great opportunity just to raise some money for some kids and some high schools for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I actually learned how to print in high school and they shut down our program. So me and my buddy Paul, we both ended up being shop owners with autos. And both of us learned it in a class that the high school decided to kill off. So it's really good that you're trying to bring education to everyone.
Absolutely. I mean, just like yourself, I got into this as well through high school.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that I'm very passionate about. If we can give back to our youth, they'll continue to prop up this industry and support this industry. So that's kind of where I'm all about. And giving them a different outlet besides, maybe sports or some other form of activities that they might want to get into. Not everybody wants to be a basketball player or a singer. Maybe they want to print t-shirts. So they should have the opportunity. Absolutely.
Do they want to print t-shirts? Is that a thing?
Look,
once they realize they failed at basketball and singing, that's when they want to print t-shirts.
Why are you telling my story, man?
No, I'll be honest with you. Like, I mean, as an artist myself, when I realized that I can have my art printed on t-shirts, it made a big difference.
Yeah.
Like, it changed the way I seen my art. I was like, I can make walking fine art. That's my thought process was. Yeah. But I think, honestly, it's still an opportunity. And it's an opportunity. That's a big opportunity. I mean, this is like a billion-dollar industry. So there's a lot of ways to make money and a lane for yourself, for sure.
Definitely. It's a great thing. And along that diversity line, you and I, we've been talking about something for a couple of years now, right?
We have.
Like, we come to these shows often, right?
Absolutely.
And these shows are fun. But one thing that we did see that was lacking was like just not a complete organization on like professional black screen printers or professional black printers, right?
Absolutely.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, so we've talked about this. We've talked about it at a few different shows.
Yeah.
I know we met at this show. I think the first year was 2017. We met up kind of like at the after party. We were introduced by Ryan. Ryan Moore introduced us.
Yeah.
And we've kind of been talking since then about some more just inclusion in this industry, and definitely among black printers, because I didn't know you owned the shop. And you was like, I didn't know you owned the shop.
Yeah.
So I think, honestly, to have more of that representation here just as a collective of individuals would be good. So, we've talked about it, and we've kind of worked on forming like a black printers network.
Yeah.
Just a collection of African-American printers of really not necessarily just screen printing, but also anything that might be wide format.
Yeah.
To just kind of create some level of camaraderie and just a network that we can all kind of just build off of. We can ask each other questions. We can, throw things back and forth that we might be running into as far as problems is concerned, and even create just a resource to be able to just give back to our community. I mean, that's the biggest thing here for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because one thing I love about this industry, there is a lot of just network. People are super cool.
Absolutely.
People want to help you. People like I've gotten to where I've gotten is because like of the grace from other people and just like friendships from other people. And I think that's what we want to do here is like create a lane for black printers that may feel like there's not something for them here. There is something for you here.
Absolutely.
And there's black printers all over the U.S., but they're just hidden.
Absolutely.
They're hidden and they're not connected. So if you are a black printer, a black screen printer, sign maker, embroidery shop, promotional products, like this is the space we want to create where you could like get education, get connected. So that way you could like maybe get your mentality up, right?
Yeah.
Learn from each other. Like you may have figured something out that I don't know. This is the resource that you could use to like us to share that knowledge and come to a show and be able to afford one of these machines like from Rock or any of these brands.
Absolutely. I think honestly anything we can do to better each other is what we're trying to do. Iron sharpens iron, right? So if we can just kind of do that in our space and make it a little bit in a sense, make the information more accessible, make the connections more accessible, right? Yeah. And the biggest thing is, you know, we've talked to a lot of these individuals that are in different companies in different positions and just try to make it less scary, less daunting, a little bit more, hey, like, you don't have to be so uneasy about it.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing is just trying to get people to see things in a different way, but also just let them know that there's a lot of opportunity to grow here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunity to just build here, and it just creates something that just feels very organic to who we are as people and as a culture.
Yeah. And what, like, I don't know about how other people's feeling because I don't know what they're feeling.
Absolutely.
But I know, just like, it could be really scary to just come to an event like this and you don't feel like, you just don't feel like you're welcome or accepted.
You don't feel the vibe, yeah.
But like, I think as I went through my, like, I don't think it's out there. I think it's here.
It is.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But I think this connection just kind of makes it a lot easier.
It makes it 10 times easier. I remember the first time I ever went to a show, it was, it used to be, it's Printing United now. It was the SGIA show. It was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I went to a particular vendor's booth. I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to snitch. but the energy wasn't right. I think they looked at me as if I wasn't quite, you know, their customer or their type of customer, even though I was actually in the market of looking to buy a press at that moment. But it was one of those things where it was just like, we have to be able to say, okay, it's not them or it's not them as much as it is me. And if I can get my mindset together and say, regardless of what room I step into, I'm fine, I can make it, and I deserve to be here.
Yeah.
If we can just speak to that particular mentality, a lot of us can come out of the shadows and we can actually start playing ball in the in the open. So I think it's also mindset too. So this group, this soon to be very much a big organization, is just going to be a platform and an outlet for a lot of us to get together, talk about our ideas, work on mindset, and be able to really do some things in this industry and in our spaces.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming by. Are you thinking you're going to be going to any of the parties or anything here at the show?
Yeah, I think tomorrow is Rockfest, so I'll definitely be there. You know, I want to try to win a press, you know, to have, you know, Grimco has a contest going on here.
That's crazy. It's
very crazy. So, yeah, I'll definitely be going to that tomorrow for sure.
Awesome. Well, yeah, hopefully we can run into you in a little bit later and hang out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Thank you, Nick.